Blog Talk Radio.
From the floor to the middle. The things I want, the credit I don't. The glory ain't made for me. No, I know who sits on the throne. Who makes the saves and writes the song. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine and rain. And I can say, my lucky star, and I'm where my belongings are. You're in the world, the wild is hard. Not the sky, not the chance. The truth is, I'm not lucky in love.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints that know that they're not lucky, but they're loved. Thank God for you. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will, your will, that we give thanks to everything. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It is in your word, Father God, that teach us that it's okay to be obedient to your word. It's in your word, Father God, that teaches us that to be one with you, we must be one in the word of God. So I thank you, Father God, that we have the right to abide in your word, to live in your word. Because as we abide in your word, Heavenly Father, we're abiding in you. Thank you. Thank you for that revelation, Father God, that we know that we are abiding in you because we're living in your word. And we're living in you. We're living in your stuff, your blessing. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that we are maturing daily. Thank you, Father God, that we're making choices that you have decreed and declared that we live in. I thank you, Father God, it's not about a skepticism, but it's about what your word says. I thank you, Father God, that we can promote unity, that all of us can be one in your word, no matter what their background, their sex, orientation, none of those things matter. The only thing matters is that our spirit can be one with your spirit. Given that, Father God, I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, because we are the seed of Abraham. And because we were the seed of Abraham, we exercise our Abrahamic blessing. That, and with that being said, Father God, we ask you to remember those that are at prayer, those that are asking, Father God, that someone touch and agree with them according to the new covenant and not the old. I thank you, Father God, that we can agree. And those call those things to be not so they were. I thank you. Then, Father God, I ask you to for a special blessing over this broadcast today. And that those that will hear this word will understand the power of your word. Now I ask you these blessings and everything else we said in Christ's name. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Well, I want to tell you, brother and sister, I'm exceedingly happy for the word of God. I count it a blessing. You all just don't know to be able to get up here and just declare the word of God before the world. I don't know who's listening, who's going to listen. I don't know where this is going to go. It ain't none of my business. My business is to declare this word. And I pray that it has already been approved because God approved it. So I pray that you will receive his word. His word. Separate some other stuff and just receive his word. But that being said, brother and sister, we've been talking about our confession, and we're to hold on to it. So I'm going to ask Pastor, praise God, if she'll go to Hebrews 4 and let's say 14 and 15 again. Hebrews 4:14. 15.
Amen. And good afternoon. Amen. And I stand in agreement with prayer, Pastor. Amen. Reading from the King James. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen.
Now that we have this understanding, or better yet, now that we know what we have in Christ, since he is our high priest, how about us now offer him the sacrifice? How about now, since we know this stuff, why not treat Christ like our high priest? Woo, say that again, preacher.
Yeah.
You know, the high priest would take your offering, and Christ want to receive our offering, which is our confession.
Amen.
See, Christ is superior to those other priests, and his priesthood is superior to their priesthood. So the Jews, their high priest, was considered the religion authority of that day. Well, when it came to what you believe, all that, the priesthood was the number one. Now, with that being said, because he alone was able to enter, and see, that's the part you got to get. He alone was able to enter into the place they call Holy of Holies in the temple. And he went there once a year to make an atonement for the sins of a whole nation, according to Leviticus 16. So like the high priest, Jesus is our mediator between God and us. As human representatives, let me put it to you this way. He's standing right before God right now, ready to make intercession for us. He's standing right there, Jesus, not only to forgive us of our sin, but have the power to do it. So Jesus had more authority than the Jewish priest, because the Jewish priest couldn't forgive you of your sin.
Amen. Say that.
Didn't have that power. The best they can do is sprinkle on the mercy seat, take that blood and offer it. But because without the shedding of blood, there was no remission for sin. Well, Christ took his own blood, and he did it once, and he gave it to God, and God told him, sit here on your right, my right hand, until your enemy become your footstool. So he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's always available to hear us when we pray. Always. So when you read that, I should ask Pastor to find that in the Messenger Bible or another one, because maybe even in God's Word or the New Living Bible. Because I want you to see this. So Jesus is like us, because he experienced, oh God, a full range of temptation throughout his life. His life as a human being, we can only imagine some of the things that he encountered. But just knowing that Jesus faced all these temptations, he did not succumb to sin.
Amen.
So let me encourage each and every one of us. Jesus paid the price.
Amen.
So without giving in to sin, the Bible says he showed us that if we'll live in him, sin have no dominion over us. And so, and you do that by holding on to your profession and your confession. You find that scripture, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I have it in the New Living Translation. It says, So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. Amen.
See, so when he's saying hold on to our confession, listen, brothers and sisters, that there's power of our words. And I'm going to put it to you that way, because we're speaking the word of God. So there's mm-hmm. power there.
Yeah.
Can you say amen to that one, huh?
Yeah.
There's power.
Amen.
So if we possess it, we must confess it.
Amen.
Remember Jesus talking about the faith had made thee whole? I'm trying to think where that scripture, but it's what they had spoken, what they had operated in, what they had trusted. So when the word of God tells us to hold on to our profession, it was faith of the person that made them whole. Then I saw that it's our words that heals us. So we say, by his stripes, I'm healed. That confession brings my deliverance from the disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't stop there, brothers and sisters. I had said to you all on yesterday, and I'm going to read this too because I think it's important. I'm going back to what I had shared with you all. Boy, every day you could find a song to read. Because you, in Psalms 107 and 20, I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll find that. In Psalms 107.20, and while she finds that, let me say this. What does the word of God do? The word of God save us. The word of God heals us. The word of God supply us with finances. It is the word that does it. How I know that? Because Pastor going to read the 107th Psalm and the 20th verse.
Okay, reading from the King James. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And then from the New Living, it says, he sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Amen, amen.
He sent his word, that same word you and I read, that same word that you and I study, that same word that God's telling us that we are to confess. For our healing, for our deliverance, for our supplies, for our needs. Jesus is that word. His word with himself. Yeah. So when you make the word of God your word. See, I made the word of God my word, and that the word dwells in me richly. Remember, what is that, Colossians 3? You got to let that word dwell in you richly. So when I speak, it is the word in my lips. I say, by his stripes, I'm healed. That's the word of God. That's not my word. But yet, God will honor his word. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he set it out to do. So that word is my word, and his word is my word. So the moment I say it, that healed is healing is just, it's coming. Well, I can just see it because I'm saying it. Cause it becomes mine. See, your words are your confession. So you got to hold firm. Don't deny the word of God. Hold firm to it. One of the unusual things is that one mute, we confess that we are healed, and then the pain comes back, and then you start confessing how you're hurting. No, that's the more you start confessing what the Word of God says. You are healed.
Amen.
You are healed. Let the heavens record it today. Let the heavens make note today that I am healed. I'm holding fast to my confession. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And the Bible says, and you are conquerors. How? Because you hold fast to your confession that my God shall supply you every need. You hold fast to that. You don't waver in your confession. And to waver is like denying your confession. You can't do that.
Amen.
Don't you? When you do that, you annul the word. The word becomes nothing. So you can't do that. I know you say that God gave this one that and this one that, but let me tell you what, God gave all of us a measure of faith. You can speak that word.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you what, we are just like God, brothers and sisters. Remember 1 John 4:4, the word, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Well, what's in you is the word of God. That's what's in you. Well, when you speaking, you're speaking what the Word of God says. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Amen.
We're like God. That's how God operated. Now, I know some people ain't going to believe that, but it is how God operated, by speaking the Word. Romans 4, we'll go there, bless God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll go there. Romans 4, I want to say it's about the 16th, 17th verse. Let's see here. At the King James. I let Pastor read it. Why is this thing here not letting me do this? I'm buying that up right now.
In the name of Jesus.
That's it right there. 17th verse says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him in whom he had believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth, y'all underline that, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the New Living Translation, that is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Amen.
Amen. Now, what was that do? New Living Bible?
Yes, that's New Living. Mm-hmm. Oh. Romans 4:17.
Listen, brothers and sisters, it's been written now. This is how God operated.
Yeah.
This is how God operated. Now, remember, we're like God. We've been creating his image after his likeness. So let's act like him. How did he act? Think about it. How did he act? The Bible said, for him whom he believed, even God, here's what he did, who quickened the dead. How did he quicken the dead? And call those things to which be not as though they were. So when you're speaking and you're having your confession, what are you doing? Huh? Think about it. What are you doing? You're acting just like God. You're calling those things to be not as though they were. So by his stripes, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
You said the Lord is my strength. He is my life. You calling those things to be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Go to the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, where he said, let the weak say they are strong. Speak that thing. Mm-hmm. I believe the Lord's strength is my strength.
Yes.
Book of Joel, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse says, let the weak, you're so weak. Oh, boy. I can hardly make it. But let the weak say I'm strong. Confess.
Yes.
Strong. I have the word. I have the strength.
Mm-hmm.
I usually affirm that the Lord is my strength.
Yes,
whatever
is.
You are, you affirm that that's what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is about believing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to refuse what you're feeling and put the word of God above that.
Amen.
Remember, you're just like God now. You're calling those things to be not. But as pastor, didn't you just read that, pastor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Amen.
That's what God did.
That's nothing. Yeah.
This is exactly what God did. It took me a minute to get it, to see it like that, but that's what he did. He called those things which be not as though they were. He held on to his confession.
Amen.
And yeah. So Hebrews 4 says that this is what we're to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a warning. This is what we should do.
Amen.
This is something you do, man. This ain't nothing, you know, you admire. Why should I admire that?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't speak nothing but what the word of God says. I speak God's word. This is the great, well, I'm just going to say, this is the greatest thing that a disciple can do.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Because you're engaging in saying what your father says. You're
mm-hmm.
engaging in declaring and decree that your father says this, and if your father says this, then you say what your father say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Ain't nobody asking you to do nothing wrong. This is your right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You talk your way forward. You talk your way into healing. If that's a better way of saying it for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, when we learn that the Father and his words are one, the Bible will become a new book, a whole new book to you. When we realize that it is the Master speaking directly to us, then it becomes a reality. Sort of like Jesus said over there in John 12, and if any man hear my saying and keep them not, he said, I judge them not. For I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me receive not my saying. What one that judges him, the word that I speak, the same shall judge him in the last days. Boy, that's powerful. That is powerful, brothers and sisters. Because, see, Jesus acknowledged the Father had sent me. So he was saying, I say what my Father say.
Mm-hmm.
He's given me his word. He's given me his commandment. So what I should say and what I should speak. Can you hear Jesus confessing what the Father saying? And we, listen, brothers and sisters, we can't keep on being slack in this area.
All right.
When he did that with words, the Father upon him, his lips. You remember when he said to Lazarus, come forth? It was the Father's words that he had the miracles in it. So when we're speaking what the Word of God says. Nothing less.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And then he gave us his name over in John 14:14. If you use it or not, it's available for you. Mm-hmm. One of the benefits.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it'll come to that part where if anybody have any anything they want to share, press 1. Have anything you want to say on the scripture or anything you want to add to anybody, press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I wanted to read Romans 4:17-18 from the Message Bible. It says, we saw Abraham's father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we've always read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Abraham was first named and then became a father because he dared to trust God to do what only God could do, raise the dead to life with a word, make something out of nothing. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not as the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of people. God himself said to him, you're going to have a big family, Abraham. Amen. So there, God is making something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God promised us this, brothers and sisters. That's what you got to understand. So God promise is giving us the ability to act like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's given us the ability to act like him, to call those things to be not as though they were, to quicken the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To go into Abraham's body and do miraculous things. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I hope y'all don't take this the wrong way. But when a man get 40, he start going the other way. A woman get 40, she start going up, and a man start going down. Now, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I'll bring it a little closer to that. A man's nature get less at 40 and beyond, and a woman's nature can get greater at 40 and beyond. Now, what that have to do with it is this. Abraham had to call those things to be not as though they were. He could not stagger at the promise of a God by looking at his body.
Amen.
If that makes sense, I'm just trying to show you what Abraham was dealing with. Now, you read the story, you'll get it. You'll get it. Trust me, you'll get it.
Yes, yes.
Not waver at the promise of God because of his flesh.
All right.
He didn't let that stop him from calling those things be not. The Bible says, and being not weak in faith, and what he was saying, and he wasn't weak in that. He considered not his own body. Now dead.
Look at that.
His body, he considered dead. Now, I know I know some of y'all might get upset with me, but I want to tell you what that really means. That's what that means, what I told you a moment ago. Abraham, you know, was not the man he was when he was 20, 30, even 40. This man is 100. And the Bible says he did not stagger, not at the promise of God, through unbelief. Man, this ain't going to happen. I know it. Even the deadness of sin womb, but through unbelief. But what he did, he was strong in the faith, giving glory to God. Well, he got more excited. And he said he was fully persuaded that because God had promised, if he speak it, it was going to come to pass. Fully persuaded.
Yeah.
He did not allow the deadness of Sarah's womb to stop him.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, a lot of times things have to be unpacked for people because they just take it as a grain of salt. And brothers and sisters, deeper than that, man. And it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to bring, because this is how we're going to understand these scriptures. That, hey, that's real. If it happened to them, it could happen to us. Abraham didn't allow that to stop him. So why should you let that mountain or whatever you're dealing with stop you? Go ahead on and start rejoicing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God wants us to be fully persuaded.
Yes.
And how you say that? You keep speaking that word. Keep speaking that word.
Amen.
Do not be weak in the faith. A weak faith will not produce what I'm talking about. Won't do it. Weak faith won't do this. You got to be strong, man.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you're going to be hit with some things like Abraham did. Abraham said he considered now his body was dead. And then he looked over there at Sarah, and she was no longer that beauty queen, that strutting peacock. She wasn't all of that. So he just, oh, man, God, the deadness of her womb, she done. But none of that bothered him.
Amen.
Ooh. Yeah, he knew she was about 100 years old. None of that bothered him. He didn't stagger at that promise. It didn't bother him at all. The more he saw the negative, the more he appreciated the positive. Somebody better help you with this.
You got
he
it,
did
Pastor.
Not God's promise. He did not do it. The Bible said Abraham never wavered at this.
Amen.
Now, he didn't waver at this, man. He got stronger.
Yes, he
did. And stronger.
Yeah.
What God's word had said. So that's what we're to do. We're to give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just start glorifying him for his promise.
Praise God. Yeah.
But Abraham put his trust in the word of God. Same thing we got to do.
Amen. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Nothing's impossible with God. Mm. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Praise, praise God.
Well, if not, thank y'all so much. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.